Blog Talk Radio.
Abraham seed. But this make ye of the Spirit read,
which they that believe on,
him should do what?
Should receive.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Just like you receive the engrafted word of Yah, which is able to save your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 26. John 14, 26. Listen to this. One more and after this and we done. And we still ain't done. Come on with it, brother.
But the Comforter.
But the Comforter.
Which is.
You know that one that really feels good. Sometime when you need to be held, can't nobody hold you like the Holy Spirit can. Can't nobody comfort you like Yah can. The one that has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. 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 The one that really makes you feel good. The one that really makes you feel alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that said, I will come and I will suffer with you. Hallelujah. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. The same Spirit said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Everything that was made, hallelujah, was made by Him. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That same Spirit. Hallelujah. Whenever he was revealed, and John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of Yah that is able to take away, hallelujah, the sins of the world, your sins, my sins, your neighbor's sins, the uncircumcised sins, hallelujah, of the world. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. That same Spirit that prophet, hallelujah, said, it is like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. That same fire, hallelujah, whenever fire touches something, it can't remain in its present state. Hallelujah. That same fire that descended on the day of Pentecost, on our feast day. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Fire! Fire! Hallelujah. And they had cloven tongues like that as of fire. Can you say amen? Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And Yah is a consuming fire. Glory to the King.
You saints of the Most High Yah. Teacher Gregory here, brother segment. I pray y'all all are doing well. Make sure I can get some sound checks going on. Blog Talk. Let's check on you. I get a 10 on Blog Talk. All right, got a 10 over here on YouTube. All right, I guess we're doing all right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. God bless y'all. Thank you for all the tens. All right, good. Okay, good. On straight on Blog Talk, we are good to go. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, bless you, saints. Pray all has been well with each and every last one of you. Oh, I tell you, it's been a good week. It's been a really, really good week. But nonetheless, I mean, hey, we're going to get this show started. We're going to get this show started, okay? Let me see. Make sure this is going the right direction here. One second, Saints. Bear with me. All right. Okay, that thing's acting up. All right, there we go. Good deal. Hey, honest, right? Well, I just want to give all honor to the Most High Yah first and foremost. Without him, of course, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't be among a great ministry, great saints. We wouldn't be anything without him at this particular moment in time and in this generation. So I just want to thank the Most High for the opportunity and also the privilege and the honor of even being before you guys for the brother segment this evening. I want to give all honors as well to Pastor Dow, all the rest of our pastors, Pastor Corey, Pastor Muir, our elders, our teachers, deacons, and all the heads of fellowship, the heads of your homes. Bless all you saints. I pray that all is truly, truly well with each and every last one of y'all. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to have a pretty good show tonight. You know, I do want to recap, though. I do want to recap for sure on, of course, 002. Hallelujah. We're going to go there first. Now, 002, I had a great time there. You know, got a chance to test myself, of course. That's the reason why I wanted to accept the challenge, of course. And, you know, it was really, really good. I really want to tip my hat and let the brothers that you see before you in this picture, I want to really, truly commend you and you men, you know, for making it through, making it through the entire 002. It was wonderful. And we really got a chance to see ourselves, you know what I mean? We got a real, really good chance to see ourselves. And I got a lot of good takeaways, okay? I'm going to go ahead and go over some of those as well. So, you know, I got some good takeaways from 002, all right? Now, 002, and Pastor said it on Shabbat, but I tell you, it really did expose, okay? It exposed the hidden selfishness, all right? Now, I know a lot of folks know that it's, you know, well, you know, had a little bit of selfishness in there in us here and there. But what I'm talking about is the hidden selfishness when you're under pressure. Okay. There was many times during the drills or evolutions that, you know, a brother or two may forget a brother seven foot apart from each other. Or the instructors would always tell us to go ahead and help your brother out of the water. It's like, you know, we have to go get Sandy over there. We have to go run around in the sand pile, and we got to get there at a certain time. But that does not mean forget your brother. So when you have on your mind, oh crap, I got to get there and I got to get back, it's easy to just think about you. It's easy to just think about, I got to get there. It's easy to say that, you know, oh man, I gotta make sure I get over there and right back before I get smoked, before I get myself, you know, PT'd half to death. But we kept getting reminded, help your brother out, grab him by the hand, you know, things like that. And it seems that when we're under pressure is when we are the most selfish, you know what I mean? And you know, I'm sure a lot of brothers may have, you know, felt on a regular basis that there's not a selfish bone in their body. But again, when you're under pressure, it may just pop up, you know, you may be met with that. But I was thankful to see that. I was also thankful to, you know, test my limits, and I know where my limits are now, and as well as the brethren. They were able to test their limits as well, you know what I mean? So I had a great time. I want to thank Goshen. I want to thank the entire community of Straightway Goshen. Pastor Muir, bless you. Bless Elder Rob, Deacon Samuel, you know what I mean? Brother Frogman, Brother Dre, you know what I mean? And Brother Lee. Just all of y'all for the hospitality. Bless all the Goshen sisters for the labor of love, feeding us, making sure we're good each morning, each evening. It was just, it's always great when you go home, away from home, which is what Goshen is to me. And what, of course, Pastor Muir always, he always touts that when you come, you're at home. And that's exactly how they make it feel. So that was just great. You know, and of course the fellowship, you just really can't go without saying that. Also want to thank Brother Gideon for truly pushing us big time. You know, all the rest of the instructors with Pastor Dowell included, and Elder Rob and Pastor Muir, all the rest of the instructors that were there. The instructors were wonderful. And the reason why I'm saying that is because though they pressed us and though they were pushing us, they did a lot of encouraging at the same time. They did plenty of encouraging, you know, but they did their job well. Thank you to the medics. It was just a wonderful time, you know, wonderful time. And again, very, very proud of you men that made it all the way through. You deserve every bit of kudos, period. Hallelujah. I just wanted to make sure I brought that out first, you guys. Hallelujah. We're going to talk tonight about that prophet. I've been, when I left 002, I was doing fine, you know, I was doing fine leaving 002. We didn't have any issues. But the last couple of days I've been under some kind of bug or something like that. So bear with my voice, bear with me as we go through with this short teaching. I'm not going to be before you long, but I definitely pray that it's edifying. Hallelujah. Definitely pray that prophet. Glory to the King. Deuteronomy 18, 13 through 19. Thou shalt be perfect with Yahweh, for these nations which you shall possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for you, Yahweh hath not suffered you to do so. Yahweh will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me. This is Moses speaking unto them. Unto him you shall hearken, you shall hear him, according to all that you desires of the Most High, Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Think about that. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. So that's not everybody. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. What we're going to do, saints, is go through, okay, some passages in the Tanakh and also in the New Covenant, speaking of this prophet and how they knew that this prophet was to arrive. Hallelujah. Keep moving. Daniel 7, 13 through 14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I don't know about y'all, saints, but I definitely want to make it to the kingdom. I want to be in the kingdom with the King. Hallelujah. But where I'm going with on this here is how important it is that we keep his word within us, but not just within us, the application thereof and how important it really truly is. And you're going to see even later on when Messiah expressed himself. Hallelujah. John 1:45. Now this is over in John, skipping down to the New Covenant. And I mean, just look at how it's been passed down all this time by what Moses has said. It's been passed down all these generations. Hallelujah. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael, and he said unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come on, come and see. Come see for yourself. You know, obviously he believed that the Messiah was to come. And he believed that, hey, they found him. This has to be him. But look at this, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. So this has been passed down, okay, even unto where we are today. It's just been passed down. So there was an expectation there. Hallelujah. So how much more so should our expectation, you know, of the Messiah every day, knowing that his mercies renew daily, okay? We should also have an expectation, you know, and a very, very strong thankfulness every single time we open our eyes. Every single time. John 8, 51 through 56. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, don't forget what Moses said, you shall hearken unto him. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Yahudi unto him, now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets are dead. And you say, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Obviously, these folks didn't believe. Are you greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead? So what you making yourself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your Yah. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar just like you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. So again, not everybody's going to hear this thing. He's getting accused and so on and so forth. But those who will hear, those who will believe, they're going to stick to it. Look at Acts. This Moses, whom they, our forefathers, refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Yah send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out. After that, he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall Yahweh raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear. We must hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt. How many times have we seen this? Now, the master rose up, this prophet, okay, and made this sacrifice for us, all right? But how many times have we seen where folks were here and they taste and they seen that Yah's good through deliverance? They seen that Yah's good through healing. They seen that Yah's good through an abundance of understanding with the teaching and the preaching that this ministry provides, yet they turn. Their hearts are turned back into Egypt. And like I said before, whenever I've said this in several comments, but even these folks who were recently speaking against the ministry and against our pastor, the one thing I do know of, okay, is that no matter how many of these folks rise up against Straightway, no matter how many of these folks rise up against Pastor Dial, no matter how many of these folks want to rise up, okay, none of them will link up with all these so-called disgruntled people and these YouTubers and these content makers. They will not link up with them and show Straightway how to live this and how to do this better. None of them will do that. None. They only have the keyboard. They only have the screen, the camera. They only have these things, these apparatuses that are at their leisure. They have these things to sit there and speak and think they're going to get ahead. Think they're going to go ahead and, you know, get their likes and subscribers up and so on and so forth using the man of Yah's name. Although they don't even realize that they're taking accusations and speaking ill of an elder in Israel, you know. But they will not show straightway how to do it better. They just won't do it. And I've never seen it, especially being in this ministry so many years. Never seen any of them come back and show straightway how to do it. And by the way, Pastor Dial is one of those humble men, a meek man, to where if there was one of them that could show us how to do it better, he would submit to them. But when their hearts turn back, what can you do? We just got to keep moving forward. Verse 40, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. As for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. They don't know. We'll go ahead and jump over to Acts 3:17-23. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which Yah before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yah. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which Yah has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet, there it goes again, shall Yahweh raise unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, shall be destroyed from among the people. And when people are cut off, they can be cut off spiritually as well. Hallelujah. We're going to move over to John 12:44-50. Jesus cried and said, he that believes on me, believe not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that sees me, sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. 48. He that rejects me and receive not my words, his words, the words that the Father Yahweh gave him, has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So I speak. Now look at what Jesus says to this woman, okay? Excuse me, y'all. John 4:23-26. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. Yah is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman says unto him, I know that the Messiah, that he comes, which is called the Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Now, mind you, again, they expected Messiah to come and to learn and see all things. But Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. So there was always an anticipation of the prophet that was told from of old. And when these folks literally anticipated this, they were longing for this. They wanted to know all things. You know, they wanted to see the prophet, the Christ. Hallelujah. So to us all right, saints, to us all, he should be the nucleus, hallelujah, the nucleus of our lives. He really truly should be. Now, not only should he be the nucleus of our lives, but it's no different than in high school, all right, when you had physics class or science class or whatnot. And we know that electrons revolve around the nucleus. Hallelujah. And that nucleus is the center mass with all the positive energy. We should make sure that that he is that nucleus of our lives, period. Hallelujah. That's how it should be. Revolve your life, literally, revolve your life around him. Don't revolve him around your life. And that's what a lot of us get caught up in nowadays. We get caught up in life. We get caught up in things. We get caught up in what we got going on, or we get caught up in a situation or whatever like that. And then some of us have a hard time getting up in the morning. You're not really waking up to him. Like Shepherd said in a recent teaching, you got to get up and breathe Messiah. Get up and breathe the Most High, his word. Revolve your life around him. He should be the center mass. He shouldn't be, your life shouldn't be the inner mass. Your selfish self should be the inner mass, that positive mass. No, that should be him. And you revolve your life and what you got going on around him. Every time you put your hands to something, you should be thanking him to give you strength to do whatever the task is. When we were at 002, every single time that we were getting PT, okay, the only thing kept coming to my mind is the joy of Yah is my strength. The joy of Yah is my strength. You can get this. You can do this. You can do this. Keep going. Keep going. You know, and all through it. And even in life, we should do the same thing, you know, and not get so caught up, because it seems that distractions is the main thing that's getting in the way of Israelites. You know, just distractions of life, distractions of what you got going on, whether you're running a business or, you know, like we're running a trucking business. And running a trucking business is not the easiest thing, but it's definitely doable, and it can be lucrative. But it's also busy. You know what I mean? We can't even allow those things to get in the way. That's why we need to revolve our lives around him. That way he can always, us serving him is how we are receive of his blessings and how we receive of his mercy every day, every single day. Hallelujah. We must do that. But why? Because his sacrifice was important, y'all. Truly important. All right. And like I said, I'm not going to be before you too long. We're going to go into John 17. His sacrifice is important. And you're going to see how he prayed for his disciples here, okay, in John 17. And follow with me if you desire. But you're going to see right here his passions. You know what I mean? That should tell us right then and there that, hey, we got to have that compassion. No wonder 1 John tells us we ought to walk as he walked, with compassion. Okay? We're going to go to John 17. Listen to this, saints. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes unto heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know, and they might know you, and the only true Elohim, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have finished the work. I have finished the work which you gave me to do, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name unto the men which you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept my word. Or your word, it kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given me are of you. For I have given them the words which you gave me, and they have received. They have received them and have known surely that I came out of you, and they have believed that you did send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your own name those whom you have given me, and they, that they may be one, unified, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. Look at that. Look at that. No matter what we go through, no matter how many people want to fall away from this, no matter how many folks want to come talking about us and stuff, the Messiah has lost none of his, y'all. None. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world. And the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sake I sanctify myself, and they also might be, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, even until this very day, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and you have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold your glory, or my glory, which you have given me. For you lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me, and I have declared them unto them your name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. There's a lot of oneness in what Messiah said right here. Hallelujah. Because right after this, they go into the betrayal of Messiah. But he spoke about a lot of oneness in this, that they may be one, that they may be one. Okay. Unity. And we were speaking on the community today, Shabbat, about unity. Hallelujah. We should be completely unified in the same mind, same spirit, because we all should have the same goal. Hallelujah. But I want to go through all the passages, or not all of them, but many of the passages that speaks about this prophet to come and how important it is that we revolve our lives around him. Because you see how important it was for him, for us, to not only receive the word of truth, but also to be one in it, just as he and the Father are one. Hallelujah. And we learned a lot of that in 002 about being unified. Even under pressure, being unified, not leaving one behind whatsoever at all, always willing to help one another. It also helped us to gain a respect for one another. a respect that we probably, and I'm sure we've had respect for each other, but I'm sure it's grown even the more so when we were going through the thick of things together. You know what I mean? So I love actually what was going on at Goshen 002 and also what we have going on in this ministry. We're in a wonderful ministry, and not only are we in a wonderful ministry, but Yahweh had really truly had mercy on us to gain this type of understanding from the teachings and preachings that, again, this ministry provides. Saints, I didn't want to be before you too long today. Hallelujah. But truly, again, revolve your life around him, okay? And not him, around your life, because he's the one that is the giver of life in the first place. So we have to give back, because the payment that he made for us is something that we cannot even pay back. It's immeasurable, and cannot be likened unto. But I say bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah. I pray you are edified today. And I just also just pray that all things be well and right in Yah's sight concerning you all. I pray all you men that made it through 002 or at least attempted 002 or recovering well, that you are well. And hey, if you got it in you, get back to 003 and try it again if you didn't make it through 002. Bless each and every last one of you. Shalom, shalom. Glory to the King.